In 2020, online Bible searches spiked in connection with major troubling events. In the first few months of the year, the word fear became one of the most commonly searched terms on major Bible apps. And there were many reasons to fear in 2020. Worldwide public health crisis, volatile stock market, real ugly presidential campaign and controversial election. What kind of answer does the Bible give to our fear? Let's listen to one of the internet's most searched, read, and bookmarked verses of 2020. And that is Isaiah 41, verse 10. Here's what the verse says. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. A lot of people searched for that verse in this past year. How should we understand that verse and the command to fear not? Well, Isaiah chapter 41 starts with God summoning the nations for judgment. The Lord, who describes himself as the first and the last in verse 4, calls people to account. In response, as verse 5 says, the coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble, and rightly so. God, verse 2 says, tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. The troubling events of 2020 and similar events from every year are the beginning tremors of God's great work of final judgment. They're universal warning signs of his holiness and his opposition to sinful humanity. Jesus himself in the New Testament warns that those who experience troubles aren't necessarily worse sinners than those who escape them. But every response serves as a warning in his own words that unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13, 2 through 3. So fear is not an irrational response to trouble. And that's what we see in the first part of Isaiah chapter 41. God calls the nations to account to him. The nations recognize that he's a fierce warrior and that they have offended him, and they tremble in the face of his judgment. And some of the troubles that we've experienced this year are sort of like the pre-tremors of the earthquake of God's coming judgment. People are right to fear coming before God to face his judgment unprepared. But God expects his beloved children to respond differently to his hard providences, to his judgment, and to the warnings of that final judgment. Listen to verses 8 and 10 of Isaiah 41, verse 10, that most searched verse in 2020. God says, "But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." God promises to hold the right hand of his people, verse 13. What a tender image. Don't be afraid. And God says, I'll take you by the hand, my people. Three times God urges his chosen people to not fear, verse 10, verse 13, and verse 14 of Isaiah 41. So we're not supposed to be afraid as God's children. And God clarifies that our grounds for confidence, for not fearing, do not come from within. Right? God calls Jacob a worm, strangely, in verse 14. Fear not, you worm Jacob. We are like worms, poor and needy, verse 17 says. But God promises that when the poor and needy seek water, he will answer, verse 17. Verse 20 says this, "He will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water, that we may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this." God's promise to the poor and needy, in verse 20 and previously sounds like the promise of the gospel. Right? Jesus in the New Testament once cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." John 7, verses 37 and 38. Our spiritual thirst is a sign of God's judgment. We've all sinned and fallen out of friendship with God. By nature, we are his enemies, and we rightly fear the warnings of his coming judgments. That's the sort of the baseline of Isaiah 41. But the good news in Isaiah 41, and what people have been searching for, is good news this year in the face of their fear. The good news is that we can become God's friends. Believers are the offspring of Abraham, whom God calls here the friend of God. What a beautiful picture. If you're a friend of God like Abraham was, then you don't have to be terrified of him or his judgments. And so use the events of 2020 to highlight your poverty and your neediness. But believe that Jesus promises, and that promise is good for you to satisfy your deepest need. And as a friend of God, don't be afraid, but trust that God will help you and uphold you with his righteous right hand, as he says in verse 10. So the events of 2020 and all of the hard providences of this age point to God's dissatisfaction with sin and those who commit such sins. He is planning a day on which he will call all people to account, give account before him. And those who are enemies of God on that day will be terrified to stand before him. But God says to his friends, to those who have humbled themselves, who have acknowledged their neediness and their poverty, and have trusted in Christ his Savior, "You're my friend." And as friends, we can receive for ourselves the most searched term, from the Bible in 2020, Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not," God says, "for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You're welcome to join me now as we close this devotional by praying aloud a special prayer for New Year's Eve. Almighty and most gracious God, as we close the year with this day, we thank you for all your tender mercies bestowed upon us during the whole course of our lives, and especially during this past year. Accept our thanksgivings for all your blessings. Fill our hearts with humility and love, with gratitude and trust. For all these blessings, we offer to you the sacrifice of our praises, and we acknowledge that through your great goodness and help, we are enabled to live our lives in peace, even though we have offended you in countless ways. O merciful God, pardon all who sincerely repent of their sins. Grant that while our years are passing away, we may work out our salvation with fear and trembling in the time you give us. Enable us to press onward, always towards the end of our heavenly calling, even that blessed eternity, which Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, has prepared for us. Amen. Amen. God bless you all and have a happy New Year.